Welcome everybody to another episode of Shine in Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. I won't go too into depth on AEW Rampage because I do have a report on PulseWrestling.com since it did air after Dynamite, but I will go through some of the details here. It was a spillover from Dynamite, so we saw the Elite's attack on Kenny Omega happen here. And the matches were Jay White defeating Dante Martin after hitting the Blade Runner, and Kyle O'Reilly defeated Rocky Romero after reversing a submission right into a roll-up for the pin. But the main event here was a fantastic main event here for the TBS Championship, a Manitoba Massacre match, as Willow Nightingale defended the title against Sky Blue, and she put Blue through a barbed wire-covered board with a doctor's bomb to get the pin. We move on to TNA Impact. This is a show that happened the day before the Under Siege pay-per-view, which I also have a report on PulseWrestling.com. And the show starts with AJ Francis, Rich Swann, and the rest of the first class entourage sitting up in the crowd and said that they'll be watching tonight's show, which starts with Mustafa Ali defeating Chris Bay. Bay had the advantage until one of Ali's security took Bay out on the top rope with one of the flagpoles as Ali followed with a 450 splash for the pin. Ace Austin was on the outside, but he had been taken out earlier in the match by Ali. Alicia Edwards defeated Danny Luna. Lars Fredrickson of Rancid joined commentary for this match, and Alicia attacked Jody Threat on the outside, which caused a referee to be distracted by Monster Slamovich, who ran in and took out Luna with a kick and a snowplow as Alicia gets the pin for the win. Sammy Callahan had his own TV segment in the back called Death Machine TV, which was done in a wild and wacky Callahan style, where he just had the camera in his face while screaming into it and saying that he's back in TNA to right the wrongs of the past. Hammerstone defeated Cody Deaner before the match. Deaner said he spoke to Santino Marella by adding a stipulation to this match to spice it up a bit, as Hammerstone said he doesn't care what him or the crowd want, and suggested an arm wrestling match, but Deaner suggested that since they're in Las Vegas, they could have a Sin City street fight. So they started with weapons here, with chairs, tables, until Hammerstone chokeslammed Deaner right through one of the tables and put on the torture rack as Deaner tapped out. Hammerstone didn't let go until Jake Something, who's Deaner's former cousin, came out and got into a brawl with Hammerstone. The security had to break up until Hammerstone left on his own, and this match unfortunately didn't happen due to Hammerstone not being cleared for Under Siege. They showed a digital exclusive of Matt Hardy taking Nick Nemeth's spot at Under Siege, but the funny part here was Santino kept asking, what's wrong with Nick Nemeth? And the doctor said, it's his neck, and Santino kept responding with, I know his name is Neck Nemeth. A real Abbott and Costello segment here. After the break, Santino literally walked into one of Jonathan Gresham's segments and sat down to welcome him back before we saw the masked Gresham sitting with him, and then we see Santino washing his hand of this dark slime that he got from Gresham. First Class was up in the bleachers introducing Joe Henry to come out and give his apology concert. And what a concert it was. He started with the first song, which he did for Francis, calling him the Cheez-It Champion. The second song was the AJ Styles parody called Banned from Diming. But he finally went into what he called the apology song, which was just a parody of Higher by Creed, where he kept singing, can you please get fired? Can we kick you out of the door? Please stop and go listen to this if you haven't already. It was a magical performance. We have a TNA X Division number one contenders match here as Ace Austin defeated Trey Miguel in a really good back and forth match until Austin hit the fold for the pin and the win. And before the main event, George Iceman introduced Ash by Elegance up in the audience to watch the main event, which was for the TNA Knockouts World Championship as Jordan Grace defeated Mio Yamashita. A fantastic main event here until Grace hit the Juggernaut Driver for the pin and the win. Definitely check this match out. As Jordan was watching Ash up in the crowd, Khan and Steph DeLander come out and were about to take out Jordan until PCO shows up and takes out Khan and was going to attack SDL until she started flirting with PCO. And then Grace ended up tossing SDL to the outside as the show came to an end. On TNA Explosion, Gia Miller's Around the Ring was with Zachary Wentz, where he talked about his love for the Disney parks and the Disney cruises and says he wants to check off all the international Disney parks as well. And the match here was Havoc and Rosemary of DK defeating Alex Gracia and Viva Van. Van was trying to put her in the corner spot. She was trying to do the spot that went viral at WrestleMania weekend with Man Like the Rest, but Rosemary countered it by biting her. DK ended this match with a double-team powerbomb on Gracia as Havoc gets the pin and the win. We go to Ring of Honor on Honor Club. The Infantry defeated the Outrunners after setting up the match last week. The Outrunners are now accompanied by their fitness trainer, who is named Laser Linda, who's played by indie wrestler Hyena Hera, and it's a very similar gimmick to one of Gloria Glitter of Women of Wrestling. Trish Adora took out Linda before the match even started, and this must have been filmed really early in the day as Daly's Place had the sun extremely bright. It even played a factor into this match as Carly Bravo gets the pin after they hit the boot camp. Nyla Rose defeated Cameron Brené, the former Amari Miller of NXT, making her debut here in Ring of Honor, fresh off her appearance WrestleMania weekend where she wrestled in Stardom in Philadelphia. But Rose squashes her in a little over a minute with the Beast Bond for the pin. We go to Matt Menard in the back with Angela Parker. I guess they're reunited here. Parker says that he was almost going to retire until he found out he's going to be a dad, and that lit a fire under his ass, and he has a lot more to fight for now that Ruby Soho is at home being a mother. Menard says that he has a problem with the Undisputed Kingdom and talks about them going after the Ring of Honor tag team titles here. And it looks like since Ruby is pregnant, Parker just gets sent from Rampage to Ring of Honor to reform this tag team with Daddy Magic. But in all seriousness, no, I do like them going after the tag titles and possibly even winning them, and the matches and the story with the Undisputed Kingdom could be entertaining. Speaking of the Undisputed Kingdom, they have a Proving Ground match here, defeating Leonis and Maximus of the Crown, and Mike Bennett gets the pin after they hit Hail Mary Piledriver. We have a really heartfelt promo from JD Drake in the back, where he had a $2 bill and spoke about the significance of this and why his grandfather used to hand them to him as kids. He said there might not be a workhorseman right now, but it is time for him to be a workhorse man. Toa Leona defeated Jimmy Wilde. No Prince Nana here. His commentary mentioned Leona looking for Nana lately. Leona destroyed him and hit a giant pounce before getting the pin. So the mystery here is what side is Nana on now that the Mogul Embassy has turned on Swerve Strickland? The Dark Order defeated Zicky Dice, Sean Maluda, and Adam Priest. Maluda, who's part of the Bloodline, with Alpha being his uncle, making his Ring of Honor debut here, but he's done AEW and WWE plenty in the past. And in commentary, brings up how Mark Briscoe just had his eighth child, with his middle name being taken Jamin from Jay Briscoe. And the Dark Order hit their finisher on Priest as Reynolds gets the pin for the win. Iron Savage is in the back and said they're done entertaining the crowd and going to take it more seriously now, as Jack Jameson looks like he's going to be doing no more of the juice thing that they were doing. Aaron Solo defeated John Cruz very quickly and easily, hitting a spinning kick for the victory. And Solo spoke into the camera saying that he's coming after Johnny TV. And in the main event, Queen Aminata defeated Robbie Renegade. We see Athena and Billy Starks watching from the back. Great showing from Aminata here, as always, as she hit the air raid crash for the pin and the win. We go to Women of Wrestling Superheroes. Steffi Slays and the Mighty Mites defeated the Brat Pack when Steffi rolled up LJ Boogie for the pin. Exodus and Ice Cold in a battle of Team Exile here went to a no contest. Genesis, who was on commentary, was yelling at Exodus for stealing her moves, so she comes to the ringside and distracts the referee in both instances where Exodus and Cold both had the match won here, and then she enters the ring and the referee just declares this match a no contest. Gloria Glitter defeated Pep Riley after hitting the aerobic annihilator. This was Riley's singles debut match here. And in the main event, the Island Dynasty defeated IQ Superior. Samantha Smart wasn't even in her ring gear here for this match and didn't even enter, as they hit double vision from the Tonga Twins, followed by a splash from Tiki Chamorro on the disciplinary to get the win. And it looks like the Tonga Twins are now done with Winter Wrestling, putting out a statement saying F wow. So we'll see what the their future holds for Tonga Twins. But if you listen to Collision Course, I have a couple ideas of how WWE can definitely use them. We go to NWA Power. This is the fifth and final installment of Hard Times 2025. And it starts with AJ Francis defeating Brian Idol. Idol originally introduced Francis as his close friend, but as soon as Francis came out, he turned on Idol and talked down to him and the fans here, leading into this being a no disqualification match, and Francis gets the pin after putting Idol through a table with a chokeslam. We have a fatal four-way match to determine the new national heavyweight champion, as Tom Latimer defeated Blake Troop, Burchill, and Zion. Troop had the match won until Chris Sylvia distracted him and told him to do a kick instead, which gave Latimer the opportunity to hit him with a brother side of suffering powerbomb to get the pin of the win, to win the vacant championship and become a triple crown winner in NWA. We then see after the break that Troop actually turned on Silvio and put him in a sleeper. Vampiro had a couple of words for Natalia Markova for not accepting his flowers a couple of weeks ago. And in the main event here for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, EC3 defends the title against Thrillbilly Silas Mason after hitting him with 3 1 percenters to get the win in this bloody main event. On NXT Level Up, Eddie Thorpe defeated Kale Dixon after hitting a jumping elbow and the Impaler DDT for the win. Kalani Jordan defeated Kendall Gray after hitting the one-of-a-kind split leg and moonsault. And in the main event, Javon Evans defeated Riley Osborne. Vic Joseph is actually on commentary here, replacing Byron Saxton, who had left to go to France for Backlash. And this match was fantastic back-and-forth action here. Some wild bouncy dives from Evans until they traded off roll-ups at the end until Evans held on to one roll-up to get the impressive victory here. On WWE main event, John Bradshaw Layfield here replacing Brian James on commentary, as Katana Chance and Kaden Carter defeated Chelsea Green and Piper Niven after hitting Chelsea with the after party, as Katana gets the pin for the win. And the Creed brothers defeated Angel and Birdo of Legado del Fantasma after hitting the Brutus Ball to Birdo as Julius Creed gets the pin. We go to WWE Speed. We actually have two episodes here, starting with the finals of the Speed tournament to determine the first ever Speed champion with a 5-minute time limit opposed to 3 minutes, as Ricochet defeated Johnny Gargano after hitting a springboard stunner with 39 seconds left in his match to win and become the first ever Speed champion. And next we'll get a mini number one contenders tournament to see who will be Ricochet's challengers, with the matches being Apollo Crews versus Ivar and Tyler Bate versus Birdo. But since this match aired last Friday, that means we do have the Wednesday episode of Speed that happened yesterday to talk about, which is the aforementioned Apollo Crews versus Ivar, which had Ivar defeating Apollo Crews after hitting the Doomsault for the pin in about a minute and 56 seconds to advance, and he will face the winner of Tyler Bate and Birdo, and the winner of that will challenge Ricochet. So I'm not sure if this is the format now going forward for Speed, since we do have a champion, but I has been said that they do plan on involving the women as well, which I think would be a lot of fun. But that is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.